Who is it for, Mike?
Mike.
Hello? Yes.
Who is it?
Hey, you know, what's up?
Who is it?
Oh, nothing much. Just hanging out. Well, that's... But, yeah, I talked to... Hold on a second.
Who was it on the phone, Mike?
I don't know. Not sure.
Wrong number?
Wrong number.
Now, what are we talking about?
I think we're talking about, you don't know what you're talking about. I think that's what we were talking about.
No way. Russia doesn't have a space shuttle, do they?
Yeah, they do. It's called, it's a Russian name for blizzard. If John Denver wanted to go on it, and they said if you pay us $10 million, you can go on our fucking space shuttle. And he said, oh, no. You ever hear about that?
It's real. Well, it probably would have, no. Maybe it would have not crashed. I'm just kidding.
But didn't they have one that crashed? They had pictures of a crashed Russian space shuttle.
I know they piggybacked. I don't know if they launched one off the ground.
No, I've seen. They had pictures of it. A crashed Russian.
Because they had them piggy. They piggyback them off into space. Because they use a big aircraft to do that. And they piggyback it on the back, and it takes off from the back of the aircraft. It's Antonov 134. And they showed pictures of us inside a Russian aircraft looking at Russian photographs of their space shuttle. And they showed a big picture of it, like a big color picture of it. And they showed pictures of it, like, taken off.
But that's not the Russian, that's not their name for their shell itself. It's a Russian word for blizzard.
They're obviously proud of it.
It's a Russian word for blizzard.
I don't know what the name of it, the shuttle is.
It's the Russian word
I remember
blizzard.
Seeing it, but I can't read Russian. I don't know what those symbols say. Because there's some funny symbols.
Does it have cruise control?
Someone was arguing with me, telling me that it had cruise control, and I'm sure they knew their time. I'm sure it does. Because, I mean, that's not that big of a deal. It's not that much. That's not a big deal. Cruise control is not that.
Does it have rear defrost?
It can navigate as long as you have a navigation for three-dimensional motion, you know, with the Earth. There's no way. It's not a big deal.
AM/FM stereo cassette? AM/FM stereo cassette?
Well, you know, they don't have the cassette back there. They got still got the 8-track.
They're way behind.
Yeah, they're still at that They just got that mono set up. It's got four speakers, but it's a mono stereo.
No Google Phonic stereo sound system?
Not in that baby.
You know, I heard that someone had sold the secret for the stereo to the Russians, and now they're coming out with a stereo. Of course, you have to be the richest person and a few richest people in Soviet Union to buy them. It probably costs the equivalent of like $1 million over there, but they have stereos.
That's great.
So I think that guy's going to be shot, though. So.
I don't know. Maybe they'll really think it's a great idea, and government will try and make some money off it.
Isn't that how they got the nuclear weapons? They got
the Rosenbergs?
Who sold it to them?
The Rosenbergs?
A family?
I know, a wife and
wife
husband.
A lesbian?
Wife and a lesbian. No, it was a husband and wife. Like, I think they were the Rosenbergs, and they got, like, executed.
Did they really?
Yeah, they killed them.
Who killed
him? The United States government.
Oh, I thought you meant like they went over to Russia and they said, here's your Russian nuclear bomb. And then they said,
shot him.
Didn't we really kill him?
Yeah.
Serves him right.
We can kill people for treason?
Yeah,
treason?
For high treason. It's like one of the greatest crimes in our land. High treason. Worse than like...
They say it's a free country.
Well,
and
I mean,
stumbled upon this.
No one told me I couldn't do it.
Well,
you think that's right? For the United States to kill those people.
Sure. Because like the guy wasn't just a carpenter that found it on the floor. He was like some high-tech military guy who
wasn't... That's not right. I don't think they've already killed him. Why? Just because the United States' selfish desire just to only want to have a missile so they can selfishly control the world.
Right.
And scare everybody.
So it's what they have to do, though. I mean, if they didn't, then...
I think they just should have been put in jail. Good luck.
And tortured every day for half an hour or so.
Yeah, that would have been much nicer. No, I think they just should have been put in jail.
I really didn't know they were killed.
I mean, because their public name and everything, they'd be punished enough in the United States. They'd probably want to leave the United States.
And so they'd go to Russia and they'd get their big flat and big deal. That'd be real bad. Well, I guess that'd be pretty
bad. It would be a whole lot better than getting killed, I guess, if you value life at all. So, I don't know. It seems it doesn't seem right to really want to really kill them.
I wonder if... They came to him and said, "Hey." Or if he just said,
"Maybe he was thinking," said, "Gosh, the world has to be equal down now."
No, maybe he was thinking, "I could get a lot of money."
I mean, how much
money did he get?
I don't know, but they never pay those spies. Never get paid that much. Like,
no. They do it, for, I think, they do it for a reason. And that guy obviously must have a big reason to give the Russians that information.
Maybe he saved the world from being destroyed.
That's right. Maybe we would have destroyed the world.
Well, we wouldn't have had any real reason to. Just selected portions of it. Just tiny little bits of it.
<Much alive>. See? See, I don't know. I think we were just a bunch of big, mean people. If we would just had our own nuclear weapons. I think it's a good thing they got their weapons. Kind of made it a little more exciting.
We wouldn't. Well, there would be. Yeah. It adds a new twist to this.
Adds a new
war
twist.
Crime.
Makes it a little more exciting.
Yeah.
A little more.
Maybe we should give them something else.
No.
This nuclear war stuff is getting to be old. You don't even hear people talking about it anymore. It used to be such a big deal. Do you know
it's this Glasnost stuff, man. We're all so open and warm now. Nobody's going to kill nobody anymore. We're all friends.
But yeah, what's going on? I'm sure there's all sorts of crap going on. Like,
I think you guys are just a bunch of paranoid idiots. The world really is open.
And wonderful, and everything's good.
Our nuclear weapons.
And what about all
people? The world's just going to flow.
We won't even get rid of our chemical weapons. We've got a big stockpile of chemical weapons, and Russia was saying we should all get rid of them, and we were telling them, no, we don't want to. For deterrence.
Well, that, yeah, we're gonna get rid of them in a certain period of time.
Not all of them.
Yes, we will. That's
not
what
all.
They said. They're gonna get rid of all the chemical weapons within a certain period of time.
But all of them. All of them mean all of them. When they say all of them, they mean 90-85% of them.
Exactly.
Of them.
See, of course they're gonna keep some because somebody, some paranoid military person, someone in the military is gonna say, well, we better keep some just in case they just put some in warehouse X over there out in the middle of the
yeah, I'll just keep a few days in my basement. They're needed.
I guess we'll just keep them in our basement. I'll keep the kids out.
Just like in that Missiles of October movie, when they're like, the president's ordered us not to fire any Russians, not coming over the line or anything. Damn! Fuck, man! There's probably guys like that in charge of a whole battalions.
Or
ships.
Like, or huge, like, guys are to control huge numbers of missile silos. And every now and then they have, like, a fake thing, like,
yeah.
This is it. We're going to war. And they're like, everybody, get ready to launch the missiles. Everybody, synchronization.
It's called from the president. President, he says it's just a drill.
God damn it.
Well, they couldn't have any, like, weak-wristed guys in there, because they would have...
They have to have psychopaths.
They gotta have psychopaths.
Guys who
work. And a bunch of kids, a bunch of guys around the keys going, we're going to get it. Bunch of people.
They probably don't even know they're doing turning the key. They probably just think they're starting like the washing machines or something for the.
I think they know what they're doing. And the drills are, I guess, designed to find anybody who's weak. Go ahead. Anybody who really wouldn't turn the key.
Supposedly
they'll find out if you'll turn the key then. Because for all you know, it could be a real drill. They could have you sitting there for hours and hours.
You just go, you just put in your 8 or 10 hour shift just sitting like
even
an hour
if
on
even
the
if
ground
you thought it was a drill,
room.
You know, if you were paranoid that you didn't want to shoot a missile, and at the same time, you think, well, maybe we would shoot the missile anyway, so you'd still be worried to turn the key.
Right.
They'd find out. Well, you just work. You'd think, I could be launching a missile. They'd be scared if they find out. They'd find out if it goes that way, I guess. I don't know.
But if there's two people in the silo, right?
See, I guess two people got to turn the key at the same time.
Right, and
within a certain time period.
And if the one guy doesn't turn it, then the other guy's supposed to shoot him.
That's true. Is that law?
That's true. Or not law, but that's... Well, I know
I or I thought he's immediately under arrest. And
no,
immediately
I mean, in 10 war, that, I mean, if there's two guys inside, the one guy freaks out, the other guy is supposed to shoot him.
So does the same apply to our partner?
Well, he probably... I think he has the option to say, hey... Turn the key,
or I'll
shoot
you.
Yeah, or I'll shoot you. I don't think he'll just look over and go and see if he turned the key and pull out a gun.
No, he'll say, well, I know this. I've heard this in other places. Also, so I'm gonna be War Games.
Thank you.
No, but I heard this in other places.
Well, I'm sure that's pretty important.
Yeah.
No,
it
is.
Might be though.
No, there's two guys inside, and the one guy doesn't do it. Take out your gun and say, turn the fucking key, or I'm gonna kill you. Because that's what I'm supposed to do.
But can he use the word fuck?
Well, I
think he has to say, sir.
He
could
use
a
word
if he's addressing a senior officer, I believe he has to say, sir.
That's right.
Sir,
sir?
Turn the key, sir, I'll kill
that's
you, sir.
That's what he said. That's what he said. No, wait, sir, turn the key. Thank you. He said, sir, turn the key. You, asinine. He can use a word asinine. If you use it in the right context, you can't say, you asshole.
No racial slurs allowed, though. None at all.
No bigotry in the army. Nope. They're all equal under that green.
Bullshit. What if you're a womanizer?
Women.
Put them on the front line, I say.
Should women be... Should they be in the front line? Like women?
They can shoulder a gun, they can pull the trigger, they can take a bayonet in the gut just as well as any guy I know.
Yeah, but can they? I mean, do you really want to trust our front lines to, like... I mean, do you think they should just be mixing with men? They should have the battalions of women just go there to fight Russians? Or... Russians have women, don't they?
I don't know, 100 women with machine guns all on their period. Pretty bunch of pissed off bunch of bitches.
put them they all have their periods at the same time.
Put them in the Green Berets.
Should they... Do they have women in the silos? Turn the keys? I doubt it. It's a pretty racist country. Do you think what they do?
I don't see why not. That's something that I wouldn't see why not.
Yeah, but do you think they do?
I don't.
I really doubt it. Do you think they have women flying the stealth bomber?
Probably not.
There's like only a few, like six. How many stealth bombers are actually been built in
flight? I thought there was only two, or one, or two, or three. Not even that, maybe one. I don't know.
Maybe we got hundreds of them, Mike, and they're flying everywhere all the time. And we
just really. They cost $50. They got, when do they get $2 billion? They've got. And I doubt they cost $50. Probably, I don't know, I really wonder if it really costs that much.
I saw on this show about videotape people who use home video cameras and catch stuff. Like,
yeah, we were watching it too, weren't we, Mike?
Did you see the part where those British students went to an airport? And just to prove that the security really sucked, they broke onto an airplane and they went on with a video camera and said, we're on an airplane now, we can put a bomb here if we want to, and they ran out. Said, nobody caught us.
We were watching it, Mike, remember?
We should try and do that to the stealth bomber. Could you imagine if we got a videotape of all three of us in the cockpit of the stealth bomber going,
look, we could take off and sell this to the Russians right now, but we didn't.
Take it out for a flight. We're okay. We're over Russia now in the stealth bomber.
We're just showing us we can fly over here to Moscow and give them this right now if we want. Oh, wait. We got some jets on our tail. Oh.
I guess we're
going to
prove that it's not
radar evading. This is proof to the American public that it doesn't evade radar. We're busted. We've got missiles coming.
Well, we have to come on. Well, the stealth bomber has been stolen, but we don't know where it is because it evades radar.
And so we just have to eject somewhere into Siberia.
And we have the self-destruct button. I wonder if they have like a self-destruct button. It's possible to blow it up. They should put that in. If Russia steals it.
Now, that'd be an extra $1 billion for that self-destruct button.
It'd be worth it to blow up a couple of traitors.